אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר זוהר לעם, פרשת שלח לך, מאמר...
We study from the book Zohar to all, from the article The Cave of Machpelah. You can find the book on Kav.tv and also send questions. Selected questions will be asked here. Zohar to the people, portion of Shlach Lecha, Cave of Machpelah, article 132.
Self-lizen, maybe you'll tell us what to think about.
Connection and adhesion with the Creator.
Maybe something more accurate. Not you, someone else. Who?
No.
Yeah? You can? Okay, say. Just not as a quote.
We yearn to be together in nullification towards a single point of unity, and we wish to try to develop this tendency as much as possible, this tendency towards nullification, and be connected and together in it reveal the Creator in order to give Him contentment.
Okay, who else? Usually he speaks too much. Can you say one sentence shortly? One sentence. How do you study media? I don't know, really. Or maybe there it's actually the opposite. Everything's just blah, blah, blah.
We want to know what's written.
That, yeah, to know meaning to connect to what's written. It doesn't explain all the conditions for it, but yeah, to know what is written. It's really what Baruch Sulam writes in item 155, an introduction to this. Yes?
Can I ask a question about it?
No. How can you not understand flow with everyone? What I want to check now is if anyone even is thinking about this, and how much these thoughts are shared, common, similar, drawn to be similar. And you are each taking it in its own... can I ask about it? What questions can you have? Every day it's the same.
Why not gratitude?
To be grateful, you first have to discover something, to be thankful for it. Otherwise, it's just flattering. It's just it's false. Gratitude should be with a complete kli when you have the whole naranch, except for the yechida, the keter, which you still need to attain. So then you reach gratitude.
Isn't it egotistical? And is not reception if I thank something?
No. All the vessels are... Gratitude, too, is it's for giving me the ability to bestow, to love, to resemble. There's no memory of the vessels of reception. They're behind you, from way behind. Well, yes.
You made this illustration. I would like us to be all together in that tendency.
Okay. Okay, we will try to unite in order to know what the Zohar tells us. Please.
Portion Shlach Lecha, article Cave of Machpelah, letter 132. Even though Rachel was barren that time, Jacob was wise, and if he would not know that Leah is his wife, he wouldn't have buried her in the cave of Machpelah. to unite with him in a single bonding. And he would have buried her outside of the cave. But Leah, he put in the ground in the cave of Machpelah. And Rachel, he put outside of the cave of Machpelah. Yaakov died, and he was buried in the cave of Machpelah in a single bonding with Leah. 133. Just as the rest of the patriarchs did, so did Adam HaRishon. First, Chava died and was buried there in the cave of Machpelah. And there, man knew, Adam knew that that place was fitting for him. Adam died, was buried in it, in a single bonding with Chava. Sarah died, was buried there, and Chava saw her and was rejoiced, and she got up and received her. And the distance between Chava and Sarah is a measure of 2 cubits and no more. Avraham died and was buried with Sarah in a single bonding. Rivka died, was buried there, and Sarah saw her and rose and received her. Yitzchak died, was buried with her in a single bonding. Leah died, was buried there, and Rivka saw and rose and received her. Yaakov died, united with her in a single bonding, and they were all Zachar and Nukva in a single connection. 134. Their order, how do they lie? Women with women and men with men. Adam at the head, Chava next to him. Sarah with Chava, Avraham next to Sarah. Yitzchak next to Avraham. Rivka next to Yitzchak. Leah next to Rivka, Yaakov next to Leah. Adam on this side, Yaakov on that side. This at the head and this at the end. 135. In the book of Shlomo, King Solomon, the order is as follows. Adam and Chava at the beginning, and Sarah and Abraham next to him. Yitzchak and Rivka on a different angle, facing them on a straight path in a straight line. Yaakov and Leah in the middle, and they are women with women and men with men. Adam and Chava, Sarah and Abraham, Yaakov and Leah, Rivka and Yitzchak. And Adam is found on this side, and Yitzchak on that side. And Yaakov in the middle. Yitzchak with his father is not the way of the world, and therefore Yaakov should have been in the middle. 136. And with all these couples, the way they were buried, so they would rise to the resurrection, and this is how they would be found. Leah would rejoice with the Mashiach, son of David, that would come out of her inside the desert, the cave of the Machpelah. And Rachel would rejoice with Mashiach, son of Yosef, that would come out of her outside of Jerusalem in the place where she was buried on the road of Ephrat, and each one in his place.
Okay. Continuing with intention, we're talking about the Potsufim, how these Potsufim emerge from above downwards, in what order, and how do we later receive them from below upwards. And then when we reach the forefathers on the way back until the end of correction.
The reading of the Torah. 137. Between all the towers, there is a single tower of a good stone in the middle. And he was rising to the height of the firmament and is not seen now until the time that it is revealed. The head of the assembly saw it and would write about him this verse, Nigdal Oz Shem Hashem. In it would run a high righteous. Nigdal Oz, Knesset Israel, the Malchut. In it would run righteous because the desire of the righteous, Yesod, is in him forever. Vudran is from the root Ratzon, Yerutz from Ratzon, and is high, meaning that Nigdal Oz would not fall forever the way it was.
Together we are trying to connect or discover within us the phenomenon that's in the text.
138. Migdal Oz, that is the ark, to put in it the book of Torah, which is Oz, and take it out of the palace, which is the shape of the inner palace, Ima, from which the Torah comes. Zanpin. And tower, the ark, is the name of the Creator, and its shape, the Malchut, and he needs to be in 6 degrees against Chagat Nehi in the Malchut. 139. In it, righteous would run in the tower or in the Book of Torah? In the tower and in the Book of Torah. In the tower, righteous needs to be a true righteous, and the shape of the upper righteous is Yesod. In the Sefer Torah, in the Book of Torah, Tzaddik is called the one who rose to the 6th degree of those 7th that are called to the Book of Torah, because the 6th portion hints at the Yesod that is called righteous. And in it, the righteous would run. In the Book of Torah, the words of this righteous would run, and he is high from the fear of the angel of death, because he would live long, and high because he would never be damaged. 140. And that tower that rises between the towers, one light stands in the shape of the Book of Torah. When that bird, that Tzipor, comes, and she takes the tower from its place and places it in the middle of the section inside the wings of the cherubs. And what was his height towards the heavens was lowered and entered below the cherubs, and the walls of the tower between the heads of the cherubs. The reading of the Torah is a revelation of the light of Chochmah in the middle line, which is called Torah. And therefore, there are 3 distinctions. 1. Palace, hall, the Ark of the Covenant, where the Book of Torah is extracted. 2. The Book of Torah that you read in it. 3. The tower, the podium on which you lay the Book of Torah. The palace is Bina, from which the Book of Torah emanated and received all the Mochin. And the Book of Torah is Zeranpin, that comes out and is emanated from the Bina. And the tower is Malchut, the place of revelation of the reading of the Torah, which is the light of Chochmah. In a way where Torah, Zeranpin, receives the light of Chochmah from Bina, from the palace, and reveals it in the tower in Malchut. And do not depict the light of Chochmah, this light of Chochmah, to the light of Chochmah that is revealed at midnight, because there the light of Chochmah is revealed on the left, as it is written, his left beneath my head. And therefore, there is no light of day. However, here, the light of Chochmah is revealed from the middle line in unification that includes Chochmah and Chasadim together. And especially that everything is under the rule of Chasadim, of mercy, which is the light of day. Between all the towers, there is a single tower of a good stone in the middle. The Malchut in general is called Migdal, and is called good stone. And therefore, its degrees, its special degrees, are especially called towers. One tower of good stone in the middle is the middle line of the Malchut, that it receives from the middle line of Zeranpin. It rises to the height of the firmament, meaning it couples with Gar of Zeranpin, which is called the height of the firmament. And it is not visible now, because during the time of coupling with the Gar of Zeranpin, she has nothing but Chasadim of Zeranpin, which is the measure of the Zeranpin. And its own measure, Chochmah, is not visible in it. Until that time, when it's revealed, that by reading of the Torah, the light of Chochmah is revealed in it. Migdal Oz, that is the Ark, to place the Sefer HaTorah, the Book of Torah, which is Oz, the light of Chochmah, called Oz, to put in it, meaning to put the light of Chochmah in the tower, in the Malchut, and extract it from the palace from which the Torah comes. That Zeranpin, called Torah, comes out and receives its lights from the palace, which is Bina. and the tower, the ark, is the name of the creator, the malchut that is called the name of the creator, Shem Hashem. And it needs to be in 6 degrees, in Vak of Malchut, because Chokhmah is not revealed in the Gaur of Malchut, but in its Vak, where the righteous would run, that the influence of the light of Chokhmah is through the Yesod of Zaanpin, which is made possible in the Book of Torah, which comes up to the 6th degree and becomes possible in the tower that receives from the Yesod of Zaanpin. And that tower that rises between the towers, and the tower in the middle, there stands one light in the shape of the Book of Torah, the light of Chokhmah, in the shape of the middle line. And it is not visible there because of the coupling of Zeranpin, which is no place there to reveal the light of the Chokhmah. And the Chokhmah in the Malchut is called Tzipor, bird. And when that bird comes, when it's time for the light of the Tzipor, which is the Chokhmah in the Malchut, which takes the tower from its place, it takes the entire Malchut, which is called Tower, from its place, from the place of coupling of God as Zeranpin, which is called the height of the firmament, and places the tower in the middle of the section. Because the Vak of Malchut is called Azara, and the inner sanctum of the Holy of the Holies is Gar of Malchut. And because the wisdom, the Chokhmah, is not revealed only in the place of Vak, therefore she places the tower in the section, in the Azara, the place of Vak, in the middle line, inside the wings of the cherubs. The cherubs are small face zone with the Mochim of Achorayim, and they have the wings to cover the Gar of Chokhmah. And therefore, she places the tower under those wings, so they would not be revealed, the Gar of Chokhmah. And this is considered a descent towards the Malchut, because beforehand it was in coupling with Gar the Zeranpin, the height of the firmament, and now it descended to the aspect of Azara, Vak, and below the wings of the small faces, the cherubs, Gar of Vak. And what was the height of the firmament that was in coupling with Gar of Zeranpin, which is called Shamaim, was lowered and entered below the cherubs that came down under the small face, considered Vak of Mochin to Achorayim, because Chokhmah is not revealed in Malchut, but in the vessels of its Achorayim, and the walls of the tower between the heads of the cherub. The walls are the judgments that are revealed with the Chokhmah, that guards that would, the outer would not approach the Gar of Chokhmah, that are considered as walls onto the tower that guards from the externals. And those judgments are the heads of the cherubs to reject the externals from there.
What do we need to think about? That's what you want to ask about, Niv? Or about the cherubs? The Karovim is from the word Karov, the three lines, the order of the degrees, more or less clear to us if you want to add some intellect to it. There's nothing here that, well, firmament, we understand. These are all, well, more or less, the terms need to be clear. What's important is not that. What's important is long for connection and see the remedy in it. Okay? Or not?
There's a question from Mordechai of Queens, if I already have an intention that I prepared for the Zohar.
Yesterday, let's say, or throughout the entire day for them, because now it's their evening time. So all of the morning, all of the day, he was thinking about the intention for the Zohar, now he wants to activate it.
The question is, sometimes you give an instruction for a common intention.
Doesn't matter. Have your own intention. Okay. What intention? If not that, if he thought about it, unless it's a secret, if he thought about it for a whole day.
He doesn't specify, but he asks.
He's right, because if it's his desire, how can you just hear it and get it? When I say Niv, what intention you have? So what, I want everyone now to share your intention? No, it won't help. You have to be in it a long time before. The scrutiny has to be hours before. What should I ask for? I have 45 minutes where I'm facing the king. What do I ask? If you ask all the people here now, it'll be sweet sleep, butterflies, something along those lines, that type of dreams, and that's it. Not true? You disagree? Yes.
Non, c'est pas ça. Je suis un peu confus par quelque chose.
Not in French.
Yeah. It's not that I'm a little confused with something else.
Et en même temps, deux fois tu dis que non, il faut essayer de savoir en nous ce que représente par exemple Yaakov, Zerampin.
But at the same time, you say that we have to locate inside of us. What does it mean, Yaakov, Zerampin, etc.?
Within us, you can't discover anything. It's not within us. It's so deep within, hidden, that we can't discover it. We can't. It's concealed. You sometimes get mad at someone you love. Let's say your wife. Sometimes you get so mad that you're hateful. You're full of hate. If someone will tell you in that moment, but you love her, you'll say, I love her, no, I hate. So the love is hidden, the hatred is apparent. So sometimes it's the opposite. All of a sudden, a few words and I'm in love, it's all good. Where's the hatred? As if it's not there. Could there be such a thing? Answer.
Yes, it's possible.
Yeah. Okay, in short. Yeah. So deep within us are all these discernments. Jacob, the book of Torah, Chabad Chagat, all those things, made a line, it's all inside. But right now I'm not in it, so how can I speak about it?
C'est comme si des fois tu nous demandes de penser aux autres, et en même temps tu nous demandes de savoir en nous ce qui se passe.
It's like how sometimes you tell us to think of the others and in parallel to identify, locate what's written in the text inside of us.
But what's important is the intention. This is what I already said more than once. I also asked Rabash during the study of the Ten Sefirot. There we studied mostly Talmud Asar Sefirot. So as we're studying about Kruma de Avira, Mocha de Avira, 13 corrections of Dikna, all kinds of these mechanical terms. And I'm not concerned about that. I don't care about Kruma de Avira, Mocha de Avira. I can't connect it with me, can't relate to it. Can I think of myself at that time? Who am I? What am I? What for? And what's working? What's not? All kinds of things. Do I need to suppress these things? Do I need to specifically think about what's in the book? His answer was no. No. If you are concerned about the intention right now, yourself, meaning how to approach bestowal, think about that. Later you will see that what you are thinking about your states with the group, the Creator, and so on, and anything that's written at whatever place you're reading, you'll feel that, really? It's about me? How does it work that Baal HaSulam and at that time and all those, what all those guys written, how do they know that this is exactly what I'm thinking right now and it's in the book? This is how it will happen. Well, Oren, will we advance? Mutlu, yes.
What What exactly belongs to man in man's work?
To man's work? That he, it is said that he has to work on the land, the soil.
It's not felt.
No, no, I'm not laughing. Seriously, he has to rework the land, meaning his desire, the soil, and make it adapted, similar to the upper one.
This work doesn't feel like it belongs to me. That's why I ask. Even a person under the influence of the group, and he flows with the group, but it's not felt that, yes, this is the point where I act. It's not felt.
But there are moments when you do feel it.
Yeah, but later it feels...
So after that, you still fall from that, okay.
That's what I'm trying to balance here. That's what I'm trying to determine. Where can I... What point can I hit repeatedly?
Connection. And in there, discover the Creator.
But even in the exertion towards that, it's hard, because when a person receives some impression from outside, I receive this impression and I act on it. It's a reaction. I do not give birth to it inside of me.
Well, listen, you can still envision the final state. The final state, meaning that we are all together, and that state exists for sure. That's the only thing that exists for sure. All the rest is various concealments or revelations, but the state of itself, we're all connected in one system that is integrated. No one is smaller, greater, higher. It's all everyone together. And it's all round. The Creator fulfills everything, and we're happy to bestow to Him. He's happy to bestow to us, just like the host and the guest that have reached complete reconciliation. So, imagine that and long for that. That's it. But do it every moment in life. What does it mean, every moment in life? Don't disconnect to that. Rather, attach everything in your life to that picture. That's it. And let's move to the next part.